Hey there, welcome to the Embracing Imperfection podcast. I'm your host, Marnie LaFrance. I am the founder of the Perfectly Imperfect Coaching Business, where I help women find true self-confidence and love for themselves by learning to embrace the perfection of their imperfections. I've created this podcast to share real-life stories, tips, tricks, and tools for living a healthier, happier, more authentic, and motivated life. I believe that true happiness does not come from perfectly achieving our goals, but rather embracing the imperfections of the journey along the way. So sit back and let's chat. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of Embracing Imperfection with me, your host, Marnie LaFrance. Today's episode, I wanted to get real with you. You know, as I tell you, those of you that are loyal followers, that this is more of a come with me podcast rather than a follow me podcast. In other words, I'm not here on top of my soapbox preaching to you like I know all and I am the be all. Instead, I'm here sharing my journey with you and my lessons learned and my challenges so that I can help you or those people that might be on the path behind me either avoid that path or maybe go through it a little easier. And so today I decided that I would get accountable with you because I've shared my health and wellness journey quite a lot. And I've shared, well, that's one of the things that I hear a lot. And most recently, I've heard it from many people, several different people in the last 2 weeks alone, was that what I love about you, Marnie, is that you're just a real. You keep it down to earth. You tell it like it is. You are open and you share. And you're not like one of those phony blowny Instagram people or social media people. What you get is basically what you see. And I know it says what you see, what you get. You know, I hear that from listeners. I hear that from followers. I hear that from clients. And that is actually one of my values. I want to be real. I want to be authentic and I want to be just be me because I've spent my life trying to fit in and trying to do all sorts of things and trying to not be me, right? So that I could fit in. So when you can actually just be you and fit in, it feels really fucking good. So today's episode, I wanted to share a little bit about what's been going on in my life and share some epiphanies or downloads, messages that I've received that are meant to be shared with others so that they too can improve, they can level up, they can grow. It starts by me actually, you know, confessing or not really confessing. I don't know why I'm saying confessing because it's not really confessing, but sharing with you. And I just want to put it out there that I haven't really percolated all this. I've written down some of my key takeaways or whatever that I want to share, these messages that keep coming to me to say people need to know this. But I'm really just talking through all of this with you as I go. So bear with me. This last few years for everybody, as you know, has been like a shit show. It's been really, really, really difficult. We went through the pandemic and are still technically going through it, especially here in Canada. We still have a lot of restrictions. And we have had so many changes. Going from working in the office to remote working, those of us that were lucky enough to keep working, from some people actually losing their jobs, to going from in-person school to remote school, to back to in-person school, to having summers, to back to in-person, back to remote, back to in-person, back to remote, all sorts of back and forth. That's just to name a few things. And as you know, like I was very open and shared, when I started this podcast, I believe, or can't remember, I started out my coaching journey as a health and wellness coach, right? I was multi-level marketing. I was doing my own health journey, losing weight, and I lost a bunch of weight. And I shared my own struggles with weight throughout my whole life, having had weight loss surgery and all sorts of things. And I'm sharing that because when COVID hit, I actually managed to, I guess, maintain my weight. But right before that, or during that, I did an intuitive eating course. And I don't say it was as successful as I would have liked. I realized that diets don't work, so I had stopped the dieting. And I was anti-diet. And then I went into the body positivity mode, right? Because I was like, okay, I'm just going to need to love myself the way I am. And, you know, things were going well. And if you do intuitive eating programs, most of them will say, love yourself as you are. And chances are that you'll gain some weight as you're doing this program because your body has a set point and that you just have to be okay with that. And I was doing really well. I actually got over my fear of certain foods. Like I was able to bring in Oreos, for example, where I would have like binged ate them every day until the package was gone because it was calling my name going, eat me, to I could bring them in and allow myself one or two or whatever, and then not want them for, you know, weeks at a time. So I broke that fear because when you restrict yourself from something, that's when you want it more, right? And so I managed to break that fear. So that was really great. But as COVID went on, once that program was done, I realized I wasn't really intuitively eating as per what my body was asking for. I was eating whatever the fuck I wanted. That isn't necessarily the way to go. So I wasn't really doing the intuitive eating as intuitively as possible. I had so much other things on the go. The wine was creeping in. There was so much stress. I mean, there was days where Marcel and I had wine every day. We didn't necessarily get drunk, but there was wine every day. And I fell into that. And then I was worried because my family is, there's a lot of alcoholism in both sides of my family. And so I didn't want that to happen to me. And so, you know, we would cut that out and then we'd say, okay, no more wine. We'll just switch. If we're going to drink, we'll have this, because for some reason the wine just kept calling my name, kind of like those Oreo cookies. And I'm not here to confess that I'm an alcoholic, because while I was concerned at some points, I do cut it out. I was, you know, I go for periods without, and then I'll have a couple glasses or whatever. And now, you know, I'm back to no wine during the week for sure. And then, you know, sometimes on the weekend, depending, like I'm working at like cutting it out totally, or just on special occasions or whatever. But I don't feel like I need it like I did before, right? Before it was like, oh my God, today was a stressful day. We need to get some wine. And today I'd be like, okay, stressful day. I'm going to go have a bath, right? And so, like I said, I kind of maintained my weight. I probably gained a little bit, but then I had my knee surgery. And I've shared with you that while the knee is solid, I had complications after. I had issues with my calf pain. And then I ended up, the pain switched over to my right heel. My surgery was on my left knee. And I've been dealing for months and months and months with this heel pain. And so I couldn't even walk without agonizing pain. I did physio, I did shockwave. I ended up doing cold laser, and I was just changing the way I was eating a little bit. Well, not really. Like I was taking it what I thought would be inflammatory foods without really doing a lot of research. I was increasing the turmeric and stuff like that. And once I started doing the shockwave, I started to get some improvements, but not a lot. I still couldn't really go for a walk. Like if I had to take Brody to the bus stop, I was driving him. Ridiculous, because it's a block and a half away. But I had to drive him because the pain was too bad. And I got to the point, like I said to Marcel, I can totally understand how people could get addicted to narcotics if they have chronic pain, because at this point I would do anything except that to alleviate this pain. I wasn't willing to go on the narcotics. I don't really like how they make me feel. Like after surgery, I'll take them. But as soon as I get to a certain point where it makes my whole body numb, I'm done. I get off them as soon as I can. But that's just me. Needless to say, through all of that period, I wasn't able to move my body. I was eating total shit. Like it got to the point, obviously, because I wasn't in the kitchen necessarily, and I'm not saying Marcel, but even I couldn't stand and do a lot of cooking, and I just didn't have the motivation. I was totally in a bad place. And so, you know, if the kids wanted craft dinner, they would have craft dinner, or we had a lot of pastas. We didn't necessarily, well, we ate a lot. We had pizza every week. Like the pizza guy became to know who we were, which is sad, but true. And, you know, we just weren't eating the best. Like sandwiches were our go-to, and quick hit meals and things like that. Hot dogs, hamburgers, not that hamburgers are a bad thing or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I ended up gaining weight, but I had basically virtually stopped using the scale when I did that intuitive program, because I'm like, the scales doesn't mean anything. Well, and COVID, we all were wearing yoga pants. And so I never really wore my jeans and stuff. So not really paying attention 100% on how my clothes were not fitting me. I kind of was noticing, but I was in denial. And then a friend sent me this program that she was doing that's not really a diet, but it is. It's more of a program. It's to help you level up and be healthy overall. It helps you work through the mindset pieces. It's basically you feed your body to give it what it needs so that you are no longer depriving it. And therefore, it won't feel the need to store the fat. It actually helps you just naturally release the fat. So when you're losing weight, you're actually releasing the excess fat that over time you've told your body it needs to store. About 3 weeks into this program, I noticed that my heel pain was like massively improving, like massively, because I'm an all-in or get-out person. And so I was doing everything to maximize. And while you can have breads, I chose to eliminate them because if I'm going to be on this plan, I want to do it as fast as possible. It's not a quick fix. It's not one of those things that where you're going to lose weight really quickly. But I'm going to go all in and do everything I can so that I can get through it quicker and don't have to take as long, right? I just wanted to get back to where I was. So I cut out the breads, I cut out the pasta. So basically I'm eating whole foods. I've cut out processed foods. I can still have alcohol if I choose. I just have to up the water. I'm drinking a shit ton more water. I eat like 6 times a day, but it's whole foods, nutritious foods, healthy fats. I can eat like grains and carbs. And so it's not like any of the other diets that where we're restricting. I'm basically giving my body food all the time. And so you're eating more than normal. But all this to say is that I've had more energy. I feel better. I've lost 10 pounds. We're on day 46 today of 91-day program. So my weight loss has been slow, but that's because I've had a lot of inflammation. So without my body immediately went to work doing the healing and taking care of the things that I wasn't taking care of. And this is the accountability that I'm talking about. Because I talked to you before about how I was on this wellness journey and I just wanted to be my healthiest and my fittest and not necessarily like my lowest weight, but I wanted to also lead by example for the kids so that they didn't have this struggle with food and they didn't have this thing. So I'm really proudly back into this routine of eating real foods. We haven't ordered pizza in a few weeks now, for example. We made homemade pizzas for the boys. I didn't have that because I didn't want it, but I did have some pizza last Saturday at my friend's because it was wood-fired homemade pizza. And I was like, oh my God, that looks so good. And it didn't harm me. And so I just wanted to come on here and be accountable so that I can actually speak about this journey. I wasn't going to share because I know people have noticed all my videos and stuff that I've gained weight. And only one person made a comment about noticing my breasts were getting larger. And I was like, oh, nice. Thank you so much. Anyway, but you know, like I can see it. So I'm just like going to put out the elephant in the room that I have gained quite a bit of weight and that I'm in the process of removing that weight again. Yes, I fell off the horse or I fell off the wagon, but I'm back on the wagon and I want to share about that. I want to share how good I feel. I want to share the lessons I'm learning. I'm not selling you the program. I will put the program name in the show notes because it's literally game changing. I'm not affiliated to it. I'm literally just a participant. But guys, this program cost me $75. Cheapest program I'm ever doing, and I'm learning so much, and it's in a community because that's what I wanted to point out is that accountability is everything. When it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to getting healthy, when it comes to motherhood, when it comes to learning, you can do it alone, but why should you or why would you when you don't have to? And I kind of wanted to point that out. That was one of the lessons I was going to talk about today. So maybe I'll start there. Promise you that if you stay to the end, it is going to be so worth it. So the first part I wanted to say, the first lesson or the first message is why go it alone when you don't have to? I've got this download many times because I've been networking, right? I'm an entrepreneur. I left my consulting business to go full-time into this coaching business where I'm helping people to discover their unique self, to figure out their unique codes, to embrace their imperfections, and to do things perfectly imperfect, to learn their inner truth, learn the dark side and the light side of the energies, the duality of it, so that they can embrace that, so they can use that to their advantage and figure out, why is it I feel these ways? Why is it I do these things? Maybe it's not like a flaw, but that's actually my superpower. The biggest part of that is like as a network, I constantly have a coach, right? I get mentored by many coaches as I'm coaching other people, right? Because we are always growing. But when I first did the multi-level marketing, yes, we did it in communities, but actually going alone, like when you try to lose weight on your own, all by yourself, you feel so isolated and alone. when we were going through COVID, for example, everybody felt isolated alone, but we were in it together. That was kind of part of the thing, knowing everybody else was going through the same struggles kind of helped you to get through a little bit, don't you think? And so like at your jobs, if you're going through things, training, we're in it together, right? They have study groups for a reason. You help learn better in a group, weight loss groups, because you can support each other and you can see that your struggle is probably not your own struggle. Somebody else is going through that same struggle, right? And so I just wanted to point out how important it is to have that accountability or community, right? That is part of one of my pillars, right? I'm all about community and doing it together and not alone. Next is the work is never done. This came to me recently when I was taking a course and Brody was home and he came down and he's, mommy. And I'm like, mommy's in a course. Mommy's taking a class right now. And he's like, what? You're an adult. Why are you in school? And I was like, Brody, I may be an adult, but the learning never ends. We are always going through something new. We are always learning something new. We get to choose as an adult what we want to learn. And that's the difference from being an adult and a child. You're learning different things, but I get to choose what I want to learn. So for me, for example, like I've been studying numerology and advanced numerology and expanding on that. And now I'm learning more about feeding my body the proper way and getting rid of inflammation and just leveling up so that my body doesn't have to work as hard to live more effectively. These are all different things that we're learning, but I get to choose. So the work is never done. We're always going to be discovering ourselves. I'm constantly looking into my numerological chart. I'm looking into my life spread. I'm doing daily card pulls. All these things help me figure out why things are happening or what it is I'm meant to learn or my lessons. That's what I am helping my clients do. Sometimes we don't know the answer. You know, they say everything happens for a reason. We can't always find the reason, but sometimes just looking into these different things gives us that insight and the light bulb goes on and you're like, oh, that's kind of what happened for me when I had my first numerology reading, when I learned I was a ruling number 9, I'm humanitarian. This is why I have this goal in my life to just help everybody level up. That's in my energetic code. It's just the way. And some of the other things that happened in my seasons and my influences and stuff, I was like, that's why I went through all these lessons. Because if I'm going to help other people level up, I have to level the fuck up myself. And let me tell you, all the shit that I have been through has made me a stronger, better person. And it has helped me level up. And it's through sharing what I've been through and how I've come out the other side, what I have learned, that is helping others. This podcast is helping others, for example. The next lesson. This may be one of my favorites because it fits into my theme. It does not have to be perfect. It just needs to be your best. This is where I get to say, who gets to define what perfect is? I know that we have these goals and we have these things that we want or that we believe will happen if we reach that goal. But I'm here to tell you, having reached some of my goals, some of my big goals, the things that I thought were going to happen at the end of that goal didn't happen. Or sometimes those are what cause us to sabotage ourselves and prevent ourselves from getting to that goal because then we're afraid of what we're going to have to do when we get to the goal. I want you to embrace your imperfections, embrace imperfect, and realize that as long as you're doing your best and you're showing up every day or almost every day as often as you can, and you're doing what you need to do for you to level yourself up and to be your best self, and that's your best feeling self, can I feel my best, not what you imagine to be your best, then you're doing a good job. The next one, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And this goes with whether you're on a weight loss program, right? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Do I really want that dessert or do I want that pizza? Yes, you can have it if you want it, but make sure you enjoy the shit out of it and pay attention, right? Because a lot of times we do these things and we have it and we beat ourselves up and we feel like shit after and it wasn't really worth it and we totally regret it. So just check yourself to ask yourself those questions. Is this going to be worth it? Do I really want it? How is this going to make me feel? This applies to when you're like ready to start something new, when you're going to quit something else like a job or you're going to leave your business or you're going to spend money or make an investment or purchase something. Lots of different things, right? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Sometimes we think that the grass is greener on the other side and we take a leap and it's not. But if you do take a leap, what I want to say is make sure that you go all in. Don't just dip your toes. That's another message. Don't dip your toes. Go all in and give it your best shot. Sometimes it's okay to dip your toes, but like things like being an entrepreneur, for example, if you're starting a business, you really can't just dip your toes. You kind of either got to go all in and put it all your efforts into it, or it's not really going to keep growing. You either got to go all in, or if you're only going half in, you're going to only get half the results and you're never really going to see the true value or the true results that you would get out of it unless you put your whole effort into it. There's always something more you can do. And I'm learning that a lot on this program because you think, I'm doing everything I can. And then you talk to somebody and this is where the accountability comes in and they've, have you thought of this? And this is where like I talk to my clients and I'm like, well, what if you look at it from this perspective? Or what if you did this? Or what if this happened? There's always something more that can be done or more that you can be doing to maximize your efforts, to go all in. Sometimes we hold ourselves back because we're afraid of success or we're afraid to fully commit. Or sometimes it's just something you haven't thought of or something you just didn't know. So just know there's always something more you can do. Talk to other people, get a coach, get a mentor, be in an accountability group. Find your team. Find your community. Ask yourself, what does your intuition feel? What are the lessons here that you're meant to learn or that you're hoping to learn or that you feel? Is this going to be short-term or long-term? Is it going to cause gain or is it going to cause pain? Because like they say, no pain, no gain. Sometimes growing pains, for example, are good, but bad pains, like you know when it's really bad pain, is the gain that you're going to get and at the end of that going to be worth that pain that you're going to have to go through? These are all things that you could ask yourself when you're doing the check yourself to wreck yourself. You never know if you don't try. So often we have these goals or these dreams or things we want, but we're too scared to try it or we're too scared and there's so many unknowns or whatever. So help yourself by doing some research, talking to people that actually have been there. Like I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who actually was reaching out because they want to go into entrepreneurship, starting a business. And so they wanted to talk to me about my experiences and my lessons learned and things like that. I thought that was really brilliant. It's a really great idea because then you're kind of taking note from them and you're learning the lessons that they've already learned, which is why I share this stuff on this podcast, right? So that people can learn from my mistakes or my lessons learned and my experiences. And we can all do that with one another. That's kind of, I think, a really good advantage of social media. As long as people are being authentic and real and sharing that stuff, it's not all like perfect, right? But the key is that if you don't try, you're never going to know. And you'll always wonder. Know your why and make it deep. Visualize it. Feel it. For example, why do you want that pay increase? Why do you want the new job? Why do you want to become an entrepreneur? Is it because you think that you'll be able to just make all your own hours and you have all the flexibility in the world and nobody else gets a share of your money? Is that realistic? You need to know what your why is and make it as real and as tangible and feelable as possible. For example, I don't just want to lose weight because I feel like I'm fat. I want to lose weight because I don't like the feeling of the skin I'm in right now. My closet's full of clothes that are not really fitting. Those aren't necessarily great reasons, but I'm leveling up my health. And the reason I was doing it before is the same reason I'm doing it now. And it's because I had Brody when I was almost 42 years old. And if I want to see him grow up, I need to be in my best health and my best shape. I know that that doesn't guarantee because, you know, shit happens, but I can give it my best effort to make it happen, right? To be there and do all I can. And so that is why I'm doing this program. I don't care technically about the number on the scale. I care about how I feel in my body. I care about getting rid of that pain because I haven't been able to go for a walk. Brody will be like, let's walk to the park. And I have to say, mommy's foot won't let her. She really hurts. And then he gets all sad. And then my heart is broken. I'm doing this so that I can do those things with him again. I'm an entrepreneur. I have this goal. It's not all about making the money. I mean, I need money to pay my bills and things like that. My goal is like, I love it. It lights me on fire when I see that light bulb go on in their eyes when we're coaching them, and they're understanding who they are, and they're understanding that what they thought was an imperfection is actually their superpower. When they feel better, the feedback they give me when they tell me that it's life-changing, or that they've been able to do these things that they didn't think they could do because of things that we worked through, that fucking lights my fire so big, so big. Like, it makes me feel so good. And that's what makes my job enjoyable, right? You want to find something that you could do that's fun, that you want to do, that you want to do, and that you can do. Totally game changer. You don't know if you don't ask. If you don't ask, then you'll never know. But if you don't know, be willing to ask or look it up. Find the answer. There's answers everywhere. There's methods everywhere. There's tools everywhere. This is where I say, get a coach. Do some research, look it up on the internet, watch some videos on YouTube. There are so many sources we have to find the answers. There's always somebody that's a few steps ahead of us, right? You just have to look. The life challenges don't stop because you want them to. So you could be trucking along, you're driving along, everything's going great, and then all of a sudden you get a flat tire. Something happens. Life is always going to be throwing us curveballs. So what I want to remind you is that life is not happening to you. It's happening for you. Those curveballs are there because maybe you were getting too far ahead. You were going too fast. It's there to slow you down a little bit. It's there to help you grow and expand. There's lessons there. There's lessons that are meant to learn. Be all in and do the best you can. Keep moving forward one step at a time. Ask yourself, what is the lesson I'm meant to learn here? When I started doing that now, every time something hard comes, I can actually either sometimes see what it is that I might be supposed to take away from that, or I may not be able to see it in the moment, but I just know that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, that I always get through it, right? And when I've come out of any other challenge in my life, I've always come out stronger and better. It takes some time. The time is unlimited. You don't know what the time is, but you will always come out of it stronger and better if you are willing to put in the work, if you are willing to look at what the lesson is you're meant to learn instead of getting in a funk or festering in it. And I'm not saying that you can't feel sorry for yourself at times. I'm not saying that you can't be sad. I'm not saying that you can't feel bad. You can. I'm encouraging you to try to figure out why this is happening for you. And sometimes knowing that or being able to remind yourself that you've come through a lot of things before is game changing. At the end of the day, it all boils down to you. Do you feel worthy? Do you feel challenged? Do you feel blessed? Do you feel capable or incapable? It's all in your mindset. It's all in your outlook. I want you to remember that our subconscious mind doesn't have the ability to make decisions. What happens is we program it by our thoughts, right? So our thoughts create our beliefs, and our beliefs create our actions, right? Or our feelings, and our feelings create our actions. So if we're constantly thinking, I can't do this, I can't do this, or I'm stupid, or I'm not worthy, we've programmed that into our subconscious mind. And then when we are trying to make decisions or we're trying to take actions, that subconscious mind puts that out there, you're not worthy, you can't do this or whatever. So if that's where affirmations come in, or reprogramming your brain, we can reprogram our subconscious mind. Just remind ourselves, I am worthy, I am capable, I can do this. And those don't necessarily have to be the way you program your brain. I talked about this in another show, and I'm actually going to share this on the next podcast episode, because I was invited into a group to talk about building confidence by embracing your imperfections. And I was talking about these affirmations and how you can do it. Because sometimes taking a limiting belief and changing it to an empowering belief can be game changing. But that empowering belief has to be something that you can believe. And that comes from using a thought ladder. So if you can't believe that I'm totally capable, what can you believe? The little bit that's just a little bit more empowering, a little bit more positive, but it's not as limiting as that limiting belief. If you can start pulling into that and repeating that, once you believe that, then you can up the game a little bit into what something else you can believe. And you keep doing that till you do get to, I'm capable. I got this. So These are all my points. I really hope that you found this beneficial and that this has been helpful. I would love your feedback. If you have any questions about numerology or my coaching plans or anything, I do encourage you to reach out to me. I have a 15-minute clarity call that is totally free. We can hop on a call, talk about what it is you're thinking, wondering, what have you. I'll answer your questions, and then we can go from there. Totally free, no obligation to buy, whatever. I put that in my show notes every time, so I would love to talk to you. I'm going to be opening up some spots in my one-to-one coaching program very soon, so stay tuned for that. And I'm also working on creating a group coaching program because, like I said, I think that we're having that community and support and working through things with other people is just where it's at. So embrace those imperfections. Know that we are all perfectly imperfect and you're doing perfect just as you are. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening today. If you loved this episode or it resonated with you, I encourage you to share it with a friend. It would mean so much to me. Or else share it on social media and tag me so I could personally thank you for helping me to get this message out so that we all can learn to embrace our imperfections. Because let's face it, we are all perfectly imperfect.